Every day, an unseen form of labor creeps into our lives, stealing precious moments of free time, placing a strain on our schedules and our relationships, and earning neither appreciation nor compensation in return. This labor is life admin, the kind of secretarial and managerial work necessary to run a life and a household. Elizabeth Emmons was a working mother with two young children, swamped like so many of us when she realized that this invisible labor was consuming her. So desperate to survive and to help others along the way, she conducted interviews and focus groups to gather favorite tips and tricks, admin confessions, and the secrets of admin happy households. The result is the new book, Life Admin: How I Learned to Do Less, Do Better, and Live More. Elizabeth Emmons is a professor of law at Columbia Law School and author of Life Admin, and we welcome her to the roundtable this morning. Elizabeth, thank you very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
What brought you to this project of taking a look at your life and taking a look at how we manage our lives in general?
There's a moment after my second child was born when I realized that I was overwhelmed. And initially, I thought it was kind of just my personal problem that I was failing. And if I could just better organize myself or meditate more or something, I would feel better. And then I looked around and I realized that there was this kind of invisible layer of work that I seemed to be doing and that lots of people around me seemed to be doing, and that this wasn't just my problem and that it was a thing and it had a name. And at the time I called it just admin, and over time realized I was really talking about life admin, which is like the office work we do in the office, but in our lives.
So when it comes to that idea of admin, how do we define that, of what ultimately it is to get ready to implement it?
So life admin is contrasted with physical chores like cooking and cleaning and shopping or even childcare that are generally more physical labor. And admin is the kind of information-heavy office work that is sometimes apart from that, so it can be specific things like bill paying or doing taxes or aggravating things like lost luggage admin or broken technology admin, but also chores have an admin part of them. So making the grocery list is the admin part of going grocery shopping. And so that information cost makes them often sticky. They tend to stick to whoever first starts doing them.
As you point out in the book, and you have this for us, a series of questions to find out our admin personality. So let us talk a little bit about those various personalities and how ultimately they are different.
In my research, I interviewed and held brainstorming sessions with over 100 people and had many more conversations along the way. And I have found that there are four main admin personalities. And there's even a quiz at the back of the book that I wrote afterwards to help people understand the personalities and understand their own. There's the super doer, the reluctant doer, the admin avoider, and the admin denier. And the first two are basically getting it done, and the last two are basically not. And then the differences come in how the personalities feel about it. So the super doer is getting it done and feeling pretty good about it. The reluctant doer is getting it done but really wishes they didn't have to be doing it. The avoider is not doing it and feeling bad about it. And the denier is not doing it but really isn't so bothered because the denier doesn't really think admin is a thing at all.
But if you take this personality, if you look at this personality quiz and you take it and you come out, I don't want to come out an admin denier, do I? I'm hoping that I'm either a doer, either reluctant or a super doer.
So they sound like a hierarchy, right? It sounds like the best thing to do is be a super doer. I think that's why some of the members of my extended family, I think he won't be too mad if I say, like, my father took the quiz and found himself to be a super doer, and he told me it was just too hard not to keep answering the thing that he thought would lead to being called a super doer because it sounds so much better. Who doesn't want to be super?
Sure.
But actually, I found there are strategies that can be learned from each of the admin personalities. I think some of them are more pleasant experiences to be in. So I have tried to make some of the doing that I have to do as a reluctant doer. I'm mostly a reluctant doer, but I've tried to make some of it more pleasurable. So I have a section, chapter on admin pleasures. I was surprised to learn how many people I interviewed actually enjoy some admin when they're doing it if they make the time and space for it. So nobody enjoys insurance admin, from what I found. One of my proudest avoiders did tell me that when he was on an airplane overseas doing his taxes, it was kind of fun. You know, that one interview he compared it to doing kind of a crossword puzzle or playing Sudoku, that it can be that kind of satisfaction of crossing things off a list or putting things in their place.
I know the word is used throughout the book. How much of this is ultimately a system?
It's not one system. People are different about admin. And so while I had hoped to find, you know, the magic button we could all press and fix the whole problem, what I did find is that we're diverse as regards admin. Everyone does it, but people do different amounts and they have different preferences. Poverty, admin is different from the admin of plenty. But there are things that we can do as individuals, and there are systemic changes that we need to law, markets, and society that will help all of us.
There are categories. You have three in the book, the urgent list, the hacks list, and the love and relationship list. Urgent list obviously speaks for itself. This is when you need immediate relief. So give us an example of how that would rear its ugly head at us.
People go through admin onslaughts. Big life events, both happy and sad, can bring an admin onslaught. So a wedding or a new baby can come with a huge amount of admin. Also, though, being sick, especially if you have something that's undiagnosed and you can't figure out what it is and you can't get the insurance then to pay because no one can figure out what it is, an ailing parent, these all can bring admin onslaughts. So I have a chapter called Admin That Can Wreck You that focuses on these onslaughts. And in those moments, that's not the time when the advice you need is to, you know, set up a good system for keeping all of your important documents in a repository you can easily access from your phone. That's just not a helpful kind of advice. So that's why I split up the lists of ideas to try at the back of the book. And so in an onslaught, I think something that's much more useful is, for instance, to find people who have walked the path you're walking before you and download their best information. So, if what you're going through is a child who has a particular educational or developmental disability and you're trying to figure out how to deal with that and find the right services and schools and all of that, then you need someone who's been down that road. And often there is someone who's been down it who's really happy to download all that information out of their head that they didn't want in there in the first place until they hit their own admin onslaught. Another tool is a simple to-do list. I was surprised how many of the superdoers and others that I interviewed had gone back to paper, or at least to the closest thing to that in their phones, which is something like the Notes app that just is like a notepad where you make the list there. Some people really like technological innovations, and I have interviewed some people, and I talk a little bit about that and things people work. But the simple to-do list, I think, is really helpful to people and can be the way forward, even though it seems retro.
You touched on this at the beginning of our conversation when I asked you of why you took on this project. Ultimately, we all, no matter where we fall in various spectrums of what type of person we are, but we're all just trying to keep from being overwhelmed, right?
Yes, indeed.
And why is that so hard?
Well, one reason these days is technology. There is a way that most of us carry around devices that now make us subject to bombardment admin, to constant requests and demands, and some of them may be welcome. You know, some of them may be keeping in touch with people, but they can come to feel like admin, to things we need to reply to and respond to and with ever more immediacy. And that, I think, in and of itself is overwhelming, apart from whatever may be going on in one's life. It's why one of the ideas that I came to in this project is to write NNR, short for no need to reply, at the end of texts and emails when I want to let someone know that they don't need to send another response, like, you know, don't forget our sister's birthday is today, NNR. And then the person doesn't need to write back and say, oh, thanks so much, or, you know, in order to acknowledge the event. Finding ways to make things end, I think, is a helpful small strategy.
I'm impressed your siblings know what that means.
Well, they do by now.
Okay. I would have to explain that in and of itself, it would be.
I do. The first time I do explain it. But my fantasy is that everyone will know what it means, and then we can all use it.
I like it. When you think about, you know, in reading the book, it's all very fragile, though, isn't it? I mean, you're never at a place where you have to stop doing it, right? I mean, you can make it easier, but you always have to keep administration of some way, shape, or form.
We can stop it temporarily. We can stop the inputs. So I turn off my email on Friday night until Saturday night as a kind of technology Shabbat practice that I'm not the first one by any stretch to invent as a kind of non-traditional Shabbat practice. I wish everyone had this, everyone had access to this. There are these day without emails that are annual days that people are trying to start, but I think something that happens annually isn't enough of a stop. But stopping once a week, really, it's interesting how hard it is for me to turn off email on Friday and then how different I feel by Saturday night.
Right.
This is, by the way, a denier strategy. You asked if everyone, of course, doesn't want to be a denier, and I think being a denier probably isn't something to aspire to. Only very privileged people who have had other people help them with everything and continue to help them with everything really can be deniers, I think. But for the rest of us, we can take the denier strategy of blocking admin at certain times, and that can bring real relief.
But there are things we can't turn off. We can't turn off the kids getting sick. We can't turn off us getting sick. We can't turn off the something going wrong with the dryer. I mean, there's all kinds of things that we can't turn off, and so that becomes we're slaves to whatever happens in our daily life.
Absolutely, and that's where the main point of the book comes through for me, which is visibility, making this work visible, honoring it, and appreciating when we have to do it that we've done something real, that we haven't just wasted our day if we spend half the day at the DMV or putting together materials for our parent who needs to move to a retirement home and we're researching retirement homes all day. We did something that day, and it was important and necessary, and it feels to me very different and to a lot of the people I've spoken to be able to name that and say, yeah, I did admin all day. That's what I did.
The name of the book is Life Admin, How I Learned to Do Less, Do Better, and Live More. Elizabeth Emmons is the author. Liz, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
I really enjoyed it. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is Life Admin. It is published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.